Jet Lab strikes me more as a project than a band. It is a giant musical crucible where rules don't seem to apply and nothing is excluded. And the general rule of Jet Lab is, go ahead, throw that in, let's see what comes out. But what else would you expect from a band that started out as a bet? The calls and effect, yeah. Cuts closer to the bone. Cuts closer to the bone. You don't even know. You don't even know. Can I leave? Can I leave? Can I leave? Last year, El Crash and Nick Barros made a wager that they could find a way to meld their separate and unique musical backgrounds into some kind of amalgamation of bluesy rock and electronic pop. Later, like the legendary Voltron, when the final ingredient was added in the person of Dave Welsh on drums, Jet Lab was formed. For the past few months, the band has been working with Mike Montgomery at Candyland Studios and are preparing to release their first album, Light Up on Film. While El Crash carries a substantial pedigree for sultry, soulful, high-energy rock in the local scene, Barros comes from a place more geared toward free-form expressionism. When he's not making music, Barros also moonlights as an anachronistic beat poet, working with the likes of local writer Mark Flanagan. These diverse influences and styles are immediately apparent in Light Up on Film, and in each of the 10 tracks on the album, it's an interesting game to play to see which of these two larger-than-life personalities dominate the musical conversation for a brief moment in time. Sometimes, however, in songs like Please, Barros' jagged edge and Crash's smooth contours seem to fall into a lovely parody. Fire is a wonderful example of Barros' free verse, performed within a swirling, serpentine melody that sounds like an early garage recording by Beck or Talking Heads. The first single from Light Up on Film to hit the streets is a synth-pop tune called Dance Floor. This track has a delightfully upbeat pulse to it that fits perfectly with the title. There's a great deal of polish as well as energy to this piece and serves as a wonderful introduction to what Jet Lab is all about. I am watching you. Continuing with that high-energy theme is the song Shadows, which I can't listen to without thinking of They Might Be Giants because of the amusing effects put on Barros' vocals. While What has a delectable retro-funk soul and a bass line that comes straight out of Sugar Hill Records. What me? Worry, I can't control things, only what could be. My glass is full and that's how it should be. You don't deserve any less. It's not the
to something that you should change or do to make yourself feel good. You don't deserve any less. Take your time when you look back inside your mind.
I wanna know what you are saying.
There's some things you can't be back.
I wanna know what you are saying.
In the interest of full disclosure, Nick and I have known each other since we were both old enough to hold a pint glass. So, regarding the song Old Days, yes, I am vain enough to think that this song is about me. Maybe not directly, but I'd like to think that I was in Nick's head somewhere when he wrote it. However, not just out of pure sentiment, but because it is a well-crafted song, Old Days is my favorite of the week. Mostly what you'll get from Jet Lab is a quest for balance. Whether that comes in the form of the outspoken exasperation of Unstable, or the soulful self-empowerment of Up. The music on Light Up on Film is a loose and free-feeling jam among friends seeking a common goal. Occasionally, as with any good jam, you find that the hardest part is finding a place to stop. This happens in the songs Happiness and Fire, but it's certainly not such a significant problem as to detract from the rest of the album. Also, as with any good jam, the studio recording, no matter how well done, is just simply inadequate to capture the magic of the live performance. So I strongly encourage you to make an effort to check out Jet Lab on stage at a club near you. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.